Prague will, of course, be in the world spotlight for the historic signature of the Weapons Reduction Treaty by the US President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. That centerpiece event takes place at noon on Thursday in Prague Castle's magnificent Spanish Hall. But the Czech capital is playing host to the leaders over 3 days in total. Chris Johnstone now joins me in the studio to explain what is planned. So, Chris, what is in the Prague program for the two leaders?
Basically, the program kicks off, as it were, tonight when the Russian president flies in from Bratislava. He's been there basically celebrating the 65th anniversary of the liberation of the Slovak capital by the Red Army at the end of World War II. He comes into Prague and then he'll be whisked off to the Prague castle for a dinner and talks with Czech President Václav Klaus. The US President Barack Obama doesn't get into Prague until tomorrow, Thursday morning at 9 a.m. He heads then for a one-hour face-to-face meeting with his Russian counterpart. Then there's the signing of that arms deal. After that, there's a celebratory lunch for around 70 guests, top members of the Czech government, parliament and diplomats. Then the Russian president leaves for the airport, and the two leaders are scheduled to overlap in Prague for around 6 hours. At the end of Thursday, President Obama hosts a dinner at the residence of the US ambassador in Prague for representatives of 11 countries from Central and Eastern Europe. Then it rounds off on Friday morning with a meeting with the Czech President Václav Klaus and Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer at Prague Castle before the US President flies off around noon.
You mentioned that dinner hosted by American President Barack Obama. Who'll be attending and what will be discussed?
There'll be the presidents of the Czech Republic and the three Baltic states, as well as Romania. They'll be joined by the prime ministers of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, Hungary, Slovenia, Bulgaria and Croatia. The basic message that the US president is trying to get across is one of reassurance to the heads of state and leaders of these countries that the US is not ditching or dumping them because it's reset relations with Russia. You should remember that basically President Obama decided not to go ahead with the previous US president's plans for a US anti-missile site or system to be based in the Czech Republic and Poland.
The summit in the Czech capital is, of course, a huge event. How is it being presented by the Czech media?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Czech media are presenting this as the biggest event for the last decade. It's bigger than the International Monetary Fund meeting in 2000, the NATO summit in 2002, or all the events which accompanied the Czech presidency, which occurred at the start of last year. And these are basically the heads of the world's two biggest superpowers in Prague.
What about all the security preparations and the impact on the public?
The Czech Republic has drafted in about 5,000 extra police into the capital. There'll be a parking ban on the main road into Prague city centre from the airport. Prague Castle and surroundings will be closed to the public from Wednesday and won't open again till both leaders have departed on Friday. Police have basically warned car drivers not to come into the city on Thursday because of the expected chaos and advise people to use public transport.
And finally, Chris, will Czechs get a chance to actually see the leaders?
Not really, no. The best that the ordinary Czechs or Prague citizens are likely to get is a view of the presidential motorcades of the US and Russian presidents. Certainly there's nothing like the public open-air speech that happened in Prague about a year ago when President Obama visited the city and shook hands and chatted with the public. Basically, that's a relief for the security staff, but a bit of a disappointment for the Czech public.
Thank you, Chris Johnstone. Next, several Czech brewers, including the